1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:51. Joined on the line now by State Representative Tina Corpus of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, Tony.
All right. Well, they finally have set a date for the special session. Is that correct?
Yes, they have. They have called the House in for November 12th, and I believe the Senate in for November 13th.
Okay, so what's going to be covered at the special session?
Well, we had a House Republicans caucus this week to talk about what was on the table, and there are two things that have been discussed. The first is a new housing bill, and the second is a government e-cert, which is an emergency certification to reserve some funds in our surplus to backfill SNAP benefits and other cuts from the federal government because of the shutdown. So maybe we could start with a housing bill.
Yes, go ahead. And what will this encompass? How much input does your party have in this process?
Not enough is the answer to the latter question, but which is one of the problems with a single-party state. But I can tell you what we know right now, which is that HB 5002, which was the omnibus housing bill that so many of us had, I voted no, so many of us had a big issue with, and there was an outpouring across the state, which resulted in the governor's veto. That's coming back in some form here in the special session. And we've heard everything from, quote, the bad parts of the bill are out, to the bill is 85% of what the prior housing bill, which was vetoed, was. Fair share is going to be removed, but the parking requirements are simply going to be scaled down. And suffice to say, if it's 85% of what HB 5002 was, it's still going to be a pretty terrible bill and extremely onerous in terms of state mandates and, attack on local control.
The fact that this is coming to a special session, does that indicate that there is support to pass this and that the governor would not veto it?
Well, I mean, that is kind of the question. You know, I think it's very much the case that they would never bring a bill to special session now unless they sort of knew in advance that it was not going to be vetoed by the government. So the action on the housing bill from June 23rd, when it was vetoed, to the present, has really been between the majority party and the governor. The majority party pushing for something as close as possible to 5002, and the governor pushing back and saying, you know, I'm not willing to basically bring a carbon copy back. I vetoed it once, and I'll veto it again. So the question is, where is that line? And one of the problems we have with it is to really get a durable bill that has buy-in that can be good policy, you really should have all of the stakeholders at the table to talk about it and to gain consensus on it. But that hasn't happened at all. Even our leadership has been quite excluded from the process. And I just don't think that that's a balanced, good way to make policy. And unfortunately, that's been the dynamic.
All right, let's talk about the second portion of the special session with the impacts from the federal government being dealt with in the legislature. What's going to happen there?
Well, we're obviously in day 30-something of a federal government shutdown, which, we've had two or three of these in the past, but this is the longest by several days at this point. And on November 1st, SNAP benefits, which are the old food stamps, stopped for people that receive those benefits. So that's about somewhere between 800 and 1,500 people in Greenwich, and it's in the thousands in the city of Stamford. So I'm focused on how it impacts people in my district. So one of the reasons the legislature is going to be convened is to figure out if there is some way we can fill that shortfall for our people in the meantime. And one thing I learned this week, which is interesting, is that when the government shutdown ends, hopefully that'll be soon, the federal government pays you back as a state for everything that you spent in its stead while the federal government shut down. So I hope very much that whatever we do, we take that into account. We say, okay, we're going to fund it, and then the federal government can pay us back as a state. So the state of play right now on the specific question will be, we have a bunch of revenues that came in over budget on July 1st because it was a banner stock market year, as people know. And the question is, should we take $500 million of those excess revenues and instead of using them to pay down pension debt, which we would be doing in lieu of the federal government shutdown, should we reserve $500 million and use it to fund SNAP benefits and other things? And, you know, I think that'll be the question before the legislature. And the pros of that are, I think we need to figure out some funding mechanism. But the cons of that are that if we start down this path, I mean, we have a budget reserve fund. We have a rainy day fund. To me, this is a rainy day. And we should just take it right out of the budget reserve fund. We shouldn't establish a new account. We shouldn't establish any kind of precedent because this is a one-off situation. And we shouldn't violate the guardrails. We should take it out of the rainy day fund as needed, and we should support our people. But to embark on some special accounting mechanism, some special fund, some special discretionary account, which could then get funded next year when there's not a government shutdown, we have to see the details, but I don't really like that because I think it embarks us on a path that then becomes an expectation where what we really need to do is take care of our people today and now in a way that's, addresses the present need.
All right. That is State Representative Tina Corpus of Greenwich joins me on the first Thursday of each month. Representative, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thanks so much, Tony. Take care.
State Representative Tina Corpus. Next week, State Representative Stephen Meskers will join me second Thursday of the month.